Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening, everybody active all over North America. Congratulations. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the Free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City holding things down, Ryan Botcher. It is Thursday, which means we got some Thursday night football. Well, I think this might be a beatdown unless we get a surprise. We got the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Denver Broncos. Denver should beat the hell out of Las Vegas. We'll give you a preview on that matchup. Man, we've had some disasters. Oh, my God. We heard about the passing of Marshawn Nealand of the Dallas Cowboys, a horrific situation there, and Eric Spoelstra has his house on fire. It's been quite the day. I guess we've had some good news in some other places. I don't know. Maybe Ja Morant will eventually get moved. We're starting to hear about more teams that may pick up Ja Morant. How they do that, we have no idea. Los Angeles Lakers, they got some good news. Beat the Spurs last night. Lakers are looking good with no LeBron James. He's yet to play a minute this season. Pat Shurmur gets demoted. That's not good news for him. No longer calling plays in Colorado. Deion Sanders said nope. And Padres got a new manager who has no experience. And then we even got betting news earlier today. ESPN is over here flip-flopping on who they are in bed with on the betting side of things. And we got Hannah Van Bibber who's going to join us, a senior editor for sports betting at The Athletic. There's a lot going on in betting, okay? Can college athletes bet on pro sports? And we got Damon Jones from the NBA. This guy was at an arraignment. He was arraigned today for this alleged gambling. Yeah, we're going to have Hannah Van Bibber joining us later on in the show. How about this? By the time we get to Sunday, after today, we got NFL in Berlin. We got the Indianapolis Colts. We have the Atlanta Falcons. And today is just, dare I say, an appetizer. Las Vegas and Denver. So we got a lot to get into. I do want to talk about Kyler Murray. I wasn't here, unfortunately, yesterday. Kyler Murray, we all learned, is now on injured reserve. Or injured reserve. They're basically throwing dirt on this guy's career with the Arizona Cardinals. So we'll get into that. It's been a busy, busy day. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief, all over the place, at JR Sport Brief. Speaking of the Colts, we know a couple of days ago, on Tuesday, the NFL trade deadline came through. Some of the biggest moves were between the New York Jets and the Colts, where they sent Sauce Gardner away for two picks. So Gardner is now a Colt. And the New York Jets basically did the same thing with Quinnen Williams. Okay, the New York Jets now have five first-round picks over the next 2 years. The New York Jets got a lot of inventory. And so nobody cares about the New York Jets. We know that they're going to suck. They might as well be bad the rest of the season, lose the rest of the way to, you know, improve your chances of ending up with the number one overall pick. But then the Colts, I told you, well, they're going to be the next team in action after tonight, of course. They're going to take on the Falcons in Germany. And so Sauce Gardner, multiple-time all-pro, pro bowler with the New York Jets, he's now a Colt. Colts gave up a lot to give him. Trade deadline is over. Sauce Gardner spoke to the media, and Shane Steichen, the boss, the coach of the Indianapolis Colts, he spoke as well. Let's hear from Sauce. Hey, Sauce, were you happy that you were moved from the Jets? You told everybody a couple months ago following your extension, which they gave him earlier this year, he wanted to be with the Jets to turn things around. But how you feel about the trade, Gardner?
I didn't even have time to, like process it all the way. I just knew, like, I was coming into a great situation. So, like, I was running in circles in the house, like, because the first thing I'm thinking, like, well, I'm about to be back with my boy Alec. Like, you know, they winning right now. So I just know what I can add. Like, I was happy, you know. But at the same time, like, I didn't have no time to be like, dang, like, I'm getting traded right now. I was just all good vibes because at the end of the day, who gonna feel sorry? Like, that's part of the business. Just like these last couple of days, I've been having to learn the playbook at a pace that I didn't know I was capable of learning the playbook. So, but who gonna feel sorry for me? Nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, nobody's gonna feel sorry for you. The New York Jets gave you a contract earlier this year, $120 million. I mean, we saw the viral video. Bacha, you saw the video of the kid crying when he learned that Sauce Gardner was traded?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't feel bad for that kid.
Well, the kid, he got a nice gift. He got a bunch of jerseys and whatnot from Sauce Gardner. So, yeah, nobody feels sorry for the kid. Nobody feels sorry for Sauce Gardner making $120 million. And then you also heard Sauce Gardner mention Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce, well, he played with him at Cincinnati. He was still a wide receiver at that point. So we talked about how much the Colts gave up for him. A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver, is now a member of the Jets. But more importantly, it's the two first-round picks. And so the head coach of the Colts, Shane Steichen, he talked about all the assets, the picks that they gave up to bring in Sauce Gardner. Are they worried about it?
He's an unbelievable player. To get a bona fide number one corner in this league, like I said, it elevates everybody around us. He's got all the elite traits you look for. He's sticky in coverage, the pass breakups, the interceptions. He's feisty. He's aggressive. Just to add that to the fold of the back end with the guys we already got back there, like I said, it's going to elevate everybody. So I think just a great get by Chris getting him.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't think so. I mean, you're betting a lot on Daniel Jones. And so the Colts are going to sink or swim with whatever he does. You just can't hand the ball off to Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, every single snap. Daniel Jones is going to have to deliver a big time come postseason, and we'll figure out how that goes. Sauce Gardner went from a 1-7 New York Jets team to now an Indianapolis Colts team that has the complete opposite record. The Indianapolis Colts have a 7-2 record right now. And so Sauce Gardner went from the outhouse. He's now inside. And the bigger question is, or at least the media asked him, do you feel pressure knowing how much the Indianapolis Colts gave up to get you?
There's no pressure. Obviously, they got access to the tape, so they know what I'm capable of doing. And that's what makes it much more special. It was less about the Jets wanting to trade me and more about the coach wanting me to be here. So, you know, that's truly, truly a blessing. And a dominant offense, dominant defense. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be a part of something special that they were already building here.
Yeah, the Colts, they'll be fine. He's a cornerback. I don't think that the Colts were a cornerback away from just automatically going to the Super Bowl. It's really all going to depend on the arm of Daniel Jones and what he does. And we know he can be good on a stretch. He's had a good season here, a great season so far. The Colts probably want to go ahead and give him a contract extension, but it's really going to depend on what he looks like the rest of the year. So the next time we'll see the Indianapolis Colts on the football field, it will be in Berlin, Germany, as the Indianapolis Colts are going to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And the way the Falcons go, They could either look good or they can look bad. Yeah, I'd expect the Indianapolis Colts to take care of the Falcons. We'll see. It should be a good game coming out of Germany. You never know what you're going to get given the travel and time and just throwing people out of schedule. It should be worth a watch early on a Sunday. Well, I did tell you Sauce Gardner got traded. He's not the only guy from the New York Jets. How about this? Quinnen Williams, he spoke to the media now that he's now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Quinnen Williams expected to be on that defensive line next to Kenny Clark, getting after the quarterback, helping to stop the run, and maybe, just maybe, helping the Dallas Cowboys give up a little less than the 30-plus points that they already give up every single game. The Dallas Cowboys defense sucks. I mean, we saw what they did against Arizona on Monday night, losing 27-17. Good for the Dallas Cowboys. They get a little bit of a break. They are currently on their bye. Quinnen Williams, he's just convinced everything that he can do on a football field, oh, it's definitely going to help the Cowboys. I don't know if it's going to help them go to the playoffs, but listen to what Quinnen Williams had to say.
I hang my hat on being disruptive, being dominant, and rushing the passer. And also this year, man, I've been taking a step forward and stopping the run, man. I know I've been reading a lot of stuff and seeing a lot of stuff on Dallas on stopping the run, man. So having the opportunity to come here and help those guys out of that and just help turn this thing around when it comes down to that point is going to be unbelievable for me.
The media even asked him, well, Michael Parsons is gone. You're in. Kenny Clark is in. How you compare what he did versus what you do?
Michael Parsons is a phenomenal player. Like he can do things where I'll dream about doing, especially come down to rushing the passer, man. But we're totally different players, man. In that aspect, man, I'm more interior presence, interior push, physical, strong, and a good interior pass rusher. And I'm just here to do my job the best of my ability and be a difference maker from the interior standpoint.
Well, Quinnen, you're now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. A team that's 3-5 with a tie. What happens next? Like, you're going to help the Cowboys. We see that there. But then you left the Jets. Like, we heard that you was beefing with the New York Jets. So were you beefing with the Jets? Do you care what's going on there? Well, what's the word?
As an ultra competitor, I think anybody who's going through many losses like I was going through going to be frustration. I know guys who won their whole life and they lose one game, they'd be frustrated. So, of course, I was frustrated. But the relationship that I have with AG, the relationship I have with the GM, Darren, there, man, is still a great relationship. And they knew I was frustrated. I think the world knew I was frustrated being there so long and still losing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he was a New York Jet. He was losing. He wasn't happy that Aaron Rodgers left. Well, he was old. What did you expect? He fell apart. The offensive line sucked. Aaron Rodgers were in the building. You should blame Aaron Rodgers. Well, you played for the Jets. So just there's blame for everybody to go around there. Hey, how about this? One Jet who didn't get traded, Breece Hall, he's still a New York Jet. And Breece Hall, the running back who can come out the backfield and catch, he can run through people and around him. He was asked about the trade rumors. And he's just like, listen, man. I can't trade myself. Just stop asking me these stupid questions.
I think there's just been a lot of stuff out, from just stemming from the summer. There's been a lot of stuff that's true and false. So, you know, I just let that be what it is. It's out. It's out there. It is what it is. But, you know, I'm here and I'm worried about, you know, we're playing Cleveland this week. That's what I'm worried about.
Did you ever request a trade?
No.
Well, what a season they're taking on Cleveland. Oh, my God. What a game that's going to be, the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. Can't wait to see that one. Not really. Not at all. Now, there's another team made a trade. Can't wait to see what they do the rest of the season, mainly if Sam Darnold can turn into a pumpkin or if he will turn into a pumpkin before the season is done. The Seahawks brought in Rashid Shaheed, and we know that he's a burner at the wide receiver position. He's going to help open up the field for Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's going to help them out in the run game, which is one of the worst in the NFL. Even the fact of him being out there will help open things up for them to run the football. And so Rashid Shaheed was asked about the Seahawks and being there. And let's just say he's happy.
So I know it's a winning organization, and that's what matters the most in this league. And just excited to be a part of it and get to know the guys, the coaches, and just get acclimated with the culture around here.
Oh, that's nice. He genuinely sounds excited to be there. Hey, Mike, the head coach, Mike McDonald, Seattle Seahawks. Why the hell did you bring this guy in? We know the answer, but you go ahead and tell us.
Really excited. He was in, got in the building this morning, so we're off and running. Their offense is walking through right now. Obviously, has familiarity with Clinton and in our system, so hopefully it's expedited getting up to speed. But enjoyed our conversation since the trade, and I know the guys were excited. It's a great opportunity to add to our team. Didn't feel like we were missing, you know, something. It's not like we were trying to like plug holes or anything like that. It was just an opportunity to get a great player and to augment what we were doing.
One of the reasons you did trade for him is to plug a hole, okay? You got Cooper Kupp, who's old, and I think he has a heel injury. He's had leg issues for the past several seasons after helping him win that Super Bowl, or them being the Los Angeles Rams. Like, you needed another wide receiver to help open things up for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And so to say that you weren't trying to plug a hole, yeah, you were. You were trying to find another wide receiver to help him out. That's just the facts. There's nothing wrong with that. And so there's so much parity in the NFL right now. Maybe that's why the Indianapolis Colts felt comfortable in going out here and giving up two first-rounders for Sauce Gardner. I wouldn't have done it. I mean, you have to think, maybe Ballard, the general manager, his ass is on the line. He's like, here's a Hail Mary. Let's see if it works. And then you got Seattle. Like, okay, you're helping out Sam Darnold, but by the time we get to the postseason, is Sam Darnold still going to throw, I don't know, two or three interceptions in a game and the whole season goes down the tubes? There comes a point in time where you just got to swing. And if you don't swing the bat, you don't got no chance in hell of hitting a home run. And so, look, at least the Colts went for it. At least you got a team like the Seahawks who went for it. And then the Dallas Cowboys, well, let's just be real. Does anybody ever know what the Cowboys are going to do? I don't think even Jerry Jones knows. I think some days he just wakes up. And I don't know, maybe somebody tells him what to do. Maybe. I don't know where that guy's brain lies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? Next hour, to talk about these Indianapolis Colts. You may have an MVP candidate and Jonathan Taylor. You got a Daniel Jones performing up to snuff. You just traded for a Sauce Gardner. We're going to have a great conversation next hour. This will be fun with Mike Chappelle from Fox 59. He covers all things Indianapolis sports, and then we'll be able to talk to him specifically about the Colts. All this gambling news going on in the world of sports right now. Hannah Van Bibber is going to join us. Senior editor, covers all things sports betting from The Athletic. We'll give you a preview of what's going to happen between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos. Ja Morant, speaking of trades, Ja Morant, he's been in the news. We're starting to hear about some more teams that might want to add Ja Morant. Why? I have no idea. Maybe they're trying to lose and sell tickets at the same time. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to get into. If you want to call up, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, unfortunately, you know, we talked about the Cowboys. Yeah, no joking matter here when it comes down to what took place today with Marshawn Nealand. We'll talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com. Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, today, not all jokes and games, fun and games, a horrible story. A couple of horrible stories in the world of sports. Earlier today, we learned that Marshawn Nyland, who a lot of the country probably just found out about a couple of days ago, he's the one who scored that touchdown when the Cowboys were taking on the Cardinals. He ended up scoring a touchdown on that block punt. It's just kind of crazy. Earlier today, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this morning, there's a notice and an alert that pops up that he passed away. And there were no details. It's just like, wait a minute. Young NFL player, and like naturally you go, what happened? And one thing you never want to do, especially in public, whether it's online or the radio, TV, streaming, whatnot, when you deliver news, you don't want to speculate. It's not fair. It's not fun. You know, there are human beings who are here behind the scenes for all of this, and it could just, it's horrific. There are actual humans that are here. And so we actually found out what took place. Let's listen to this story. This is what ABC News reported earlier today about Marshawn Nyland from the Cowboys.
We have breaking news right now. Texas officials say they're investigating the death of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland as a suicide. Nyland was a second-round draft pick and just scored a touchdown off a blocked punt on Monday night. Now troopers say Nyland shot himself after refusing to stop for a traffic violation. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on that story for us. Andrew, what are they saying happened here?
Well, the details here are heartbreaking. Frisco Police Department telling ABC News that around 10:30 p.m. last night, they attempted to pull over a vehicle for what they describe as a traffic violation. They say the driver refused to stop, so a police pursuit ensued. They then lost the vehicle, so they gave up the chase and later located the vehicle involved in a crash. They searched the area of the crash, and that's where they found Marshawn Nyland dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to investigators.
Yeah, apparently he was found in a portable toilet with the gunshot wound. I mean, there's additional details. There's reportedly a call that was made that alerted the authorities about his mental state and his health. And, you know, it's just a horrible, horrific thing. This man just hit a career high the other day, scoring that touchdown, making his way with the Dallas Cowboys. He's 24. He was 24 years old, and now he passed away. So much love to his family, man. Things get tough, and, you know, he's had an issues, had a history, and unfortunately, he's no longer here. So my condolences to his family. Also today, how bad is this as well? One is not worse than the other, but just terrific news nonetheless. We had Eric Spoelstra, who came home last night, and his home was up in flames. Listen to this report from NBC6 in South Florida.
All right, back to our big breaking story this morning, happening out of Coral Gables, a home on fire here. Crews battling this fire now for the last 2 hours or so, started roughly at 4:30.
Yeah, and we're also learning this morning, as we have some more video that we want to bring you. Obviously, there's some issues with our drone. There it is. This is the home of Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. Our crews say that the coach is there on the scene. He's distraught, obviously looking at what's happening to his home right now, which is on the corner of Ponce de Leon Boulevard and Davis Road in the heart of Coral Gables. The fire started about 4:30 this morning. Investigators believe it was at the back of the house, but then quickly spread. And you could just see it has been burning now for 2 hours. the extent of the damage, the amount of smoke you see pouring out of the home, and the fire. Firefighters are fighting it from the ground. They have the ladder trucks up there fighting it from the air, doing the best they can to try to not only put the fire out, but keep it from potentially spreading.
Wow. And, last night, the Miami Heat, they played a basketball game. They were in Denver. And so they're playing late. They're literally coming back, and I'm sure at some point in time they're in the air. They get off, and this Eric Spoelstra has to find out on the way or when he gets home that his home is on fire. I mean, that's nothing that anybody wants to just come back from. It's just it's horrific. It's bad. So all the best to Eric Spoelstra. I guess if there is any type of a silver lining to any of this, is that apparently no one was hurt. I mean, it's tough to just lose your home and your property. I don't care if you got tons of money or what the case, but apparently there were no injuries. So that is a good thing, something that we want to take out of that. Yeah, it's tough to, bring these issues up. We'll talk about them in any type of way. You know, we discussed what took place with Marshawn Nealand, apparently committed suicide after having some type of mental health issue. Matt Rhule from Nebraska, and Marshawn Nealand, he went to Western Michigan University. But Matt Rhule actually took some time out of his press conference today with Nebraska to kind of just, put in his two cents. So take a listen to this.
None of us know what people are going through. That's why I think we all should be careful about what we say to people. I think we should be careful what we tweet about people. I think we should be cognizant of what everyone's going through. And I told our players they should take their headphones off in the cafeteria and sit down with someone and be like, how you doing, man? What's going on with you? Because somebody that we're talking to, that we're saying, what's wrong with that guy? That guy's messed up. Instead of saying what's wrong with him, we should all say, I wonder what happened to him, because everyone's suffering. And I will forever the rest of my life think about the time that I saw Adrian Robinson right before he took his own life. And I saw him on campus. I was walking this way, and he was way over there. And I was like, I need to catch up with Adrian, because he had got done playing. And a week later, he left this world. And a month later, I was given the eulogy. And I just wish in my life I could go back and just stop and say, hey, how you doing? I would encourage everybody today, with your own kids or the people you work with, just check on them. Because, that young man scored a touchdown just a couple days ago. And on the outside world, you'd think he's at the pinnacle. But he's dealing with something, and I don't know what it was. But I pray for him and his family.
Yeah, just you. Matt Rhule ain't lying. Like, you never know what somebody's going through. Never, never. And everybody is going to a certain degree through something. You never know. Everybody gets up and trudges through whatever the hell they got going on. All the best to Marshawn Nealand and his family. As you know, hey, or the public figure. I was right here on the air talking about that touchdown and what the Dallas Cowboys were able to do. They got some offense coming from the defense. It's horrific. It should actually cause people to be nicer. I can't even say every now and then. Just be nice. Be kind. Be warm. It's rough out here. Everybody's human. Everybody's breathing the same air. Everybody bleeds the same blood. It doesn't cost anything just to be kind. Regardless of what the world suggests that we should be or how we should be every now and then. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dan, what's up?
Thank you very much, JR, for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I call in a few times, but I want to make a comment about that Dallas Cowboy and that young man that lost his life.
Marshawn Neal, yes.
Your show reaches out to a lot of people all over the world. And I was one time in that boat where I was probably suicidal many times. And someone reached out to me, someone I never knew in my whole life, met, and helped me. And I got help. And I wouldn't be here today if somebody wouldn't have went out of their way to help me.
Yeah.
And I just wish more and more people nowadays, it's sad. If you see somebody, help them. Don't laugh at them. You see someone on the street needs help. I know where it's a time and era where you don't know if they got a gun or what they're going to do, but we need to help each other. We're all in this together, and it's sad. Yeah. So that's all I have to say, JR. I love your show, and I love you, man. Thank you very much.
The feeling is mutual, Dan. Thank you for calling and sharing from Wisconsin. You never know what somebody's going through. Thank you. I appreciate Dan for coming through and sharing his perspective. I'm glad Dan is still here to go ahead and share it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Wow, man, this is... I'm looking out the studio window. I don't know what the heck is going on. I guess the moon, it depends on where you are and where you're at. Did you hear anything about a blood moon or anything?
It was like a super moon last night, I think.
Whatever the heck I'm looking at outside of this studio, the moon is red. Okay, so a little bit of, every now and then you look outside and get something interesting. I don't know if the moon is red where you are, but this is one hell of a red moon here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of red, when we come back, we're going to talk about an NFL team. They wear red. The quarterback's been standing on the sidelines with a busted up foot, and we may not see him the rest of the season. A matter of fact, he may never wear red again. I'm referring to Kyler Murray, who is now on injured reserve for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll talk about his latest situation. Is he hurting, or is he benched, or is it a combination of the two? 888-710-4ISN is the number. We'll talk about Kyler Murray, but right now it is time for a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com. Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you we got a red moon here in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, this moon is creepy looking. Okay, we had Halloween last week. The moon is, well, it's always a moon. It's always creepy. Let's put it that way. Just kind of floats around, hovers around us as we hover around the sun and the galaxy and the solar system and a million other things. So, speaking of red, besides the moon, Arizona Cardinals wear red. Arizona Cardinals have been in the news quite a bit over the past several days. It dates back to what we saw on Monday Night Football. A team that has a 3-5 record. What is so interesting about the Arizona Cardinals? It's the fact that Kyler Murray's been put on the bench. He's been put on the shelf. The Arizona Cardinals have a 3-5 record. God bless them. They beat the Dallas Cowboys 27-17. But the larger news is that Kyler Murray, who's been dealing with a foot issue, Kyler Murray's now been placed on injured reserve. Before he went down with that foot injury, Kyler Murray had the Cardinals with a record of 2-3. Yeah, that's a losing record. He had 6 passing touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 1 rushing touchdown. And it's just pathetic. I mean, even before Monday night's game, Marvin Harrison Sr., Hall of Famer, one of the best wide receivers of all time, he pretty much said, I can't even watch my son play because the style of offense that the Cardinals run, it's just, I can't do it. It doesn't make sense to him. And I think a lot of that, he didn't want to call him out by name, has to do with Kyler Murray. His inability to be able to stand behind the pocket, see over the offensive lineman, and deliver the ball to anybody. Kyler Murray gets the ball snapped to him. He can't see over anybody. He's running to his left. He's running to his right. Is it a bootleg? Is he holding on? What is he doing? You have no idea. And so I don't fault Marvin Harrison Sr. for saying, I can't watch this crap. I mean, we came back on Monday night and playing with Jacoby Brissett, his son actually had a good game. 7 receptions, 96 yards, and 1 touchdown because his quarterback is conventional. He's older, but he's conventional. He gets the job done. That man's name is Jacoby Brissett. Now, he's 1-2 as a starter. He also has 6 passing touchdowns, but only 1 interception. Offense is actually scoring about 5 more points with Jacoby Brissett. But when you have all this money invested into Kyler Murray, when you got a guy making approximately $45 million a year, you expect wins. Does anybody think wins are coming with the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray at QB? So Kyler Murray was standing on the sidelines on Monday. He's been dealing with this foot issue. The head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon, has to answer all these questions about how Kyler Murray is, and is he coming back, and if he's healthy, is he going to be the starting quarterback? Well, all of that was put to bed when it was announced early yesterday that Kyler Murray is going on injured reserve. This is what Jonathan Gannon said.
Today, Kyler's going to go on IR. Feel like that's the best thing for him and for us. He's not fully healthy, ready to go yet, so that makes the most sense. Obviously, that's a change. But we just felt, you know, looking at it right now, that's the best thing for him and us, like I just said. He's fully committed. Right now, what he's going to concentrate on is getting healthy. He's not healthy enough to play. He needs to get healthy so he can get back to playing football. So that's what we're doing.
Well, here's the part that stinks. You're not going to hear from Kyler Murray. Because when a guy is hurt, I think we all know this, you don't hear from the dude until he's healthy and he's back. And so all we can do is draw conclusions based on a little bit of common sense. You can look at Kyler Murray's body language and how he behaved on the sidelines. He just kind of looked like, oh, damn, am I assed out here? Am I aced out? Am I being pushed out? I think the answer is yes. I mean, it doesn't matter who was starting the game. I mean, the last 2 games prior to this one, Jacoby Brissett, he lost. He lost to the Colts, lost to the Green Bay Packers. These were still competitive games. But would anybody be surprised if the Indianapolis Colts and Green Bay made some noise in the postseason? Not really. Well, maybe in the Colts' case, but they're superior teams. They're good teams, and they were still in the game. Kyler Murray was on a 3-game losing streak, not pinning it all on him. He lost to Tennessee. Come on now. It's the last loss when we saw Kyler Murray when he got hurt. I've seen enough of Kyler Murray over the past few years to know that you ain't winning no championship with him. And so we're not going to hear from him, but let's actually hear from Jonathan Gannon again. How did Kyler Murray take the news that you were going to park him because he was hurt, air quotation marks, for the next 4 games?
Good. I mean, as good as you can take it, he wants to play football. You know what I mean? That's, you know, I laugh with him. He likes to be at recess, not in the classroom. Recess for him is on the grass, you know. Not to say he doesn't like the classroom, but you understand what I'm saying. Because he's phenomenal in the meeting room. But if you ask them what's your favorite thing to do, it's probably be on the grass and play football. So that's hard for him. You know what I mean? But he understands.
Yeah, not the joke that you want to make with Kyler Murray. I mean, they had to put a clause in Kyler Murray's contract to make sure that he, you know, actually took the time to study when he wasn't on the football field. And so that's why I think everybody kind of maybe raised an eyebrow or two and just kind of chuckled, because this is the guy who's not studying. They make jokes about Kyler Murray want to play Call of Duty. I don't know, beat up on teenagers on a video game instead of being out there and just doing some work. And so Jacoby Brissett, who's been all over the league, back up here, back up there, and Jacoby Brissett in his 30s, and he's still out here balling out. And he was asked about taking over the job. This man's going to be 33 next month. Jacoby, the job is yours for the next 4 weeks. You going to hold on to it? You excited, or are you just a veteran? You don't care?
it doesn't really change much for me, you know. I mean, like he was just trying to say, like the cliche answer is you prepare every week like you started, but it's honestly true. You know what I mean? It won't change much of my preparation and how I go about my business.
Look, we're going to find out. I like a little bit of controversy. I like things to be uncomfortable. Look, up next for the Arizona Cardinals, they got the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to be in Seattle. It's going to be Sunday. We just talked about the Seahawks adding Rashid Shaheed to the offense. We know they like to go out there and score. And Seattle has a damn good defense, okay? Especially up front. Do I see Arizona beating Seattle? No, not really. Not at all. And then if you think about their next four games, the Arizona Cardinals, they take on Seattle. They have San Francisco. They've been doing well without their starting quarterback, too, by the way. I'm talking about Purdy. He's been out. You got Jacksonville. God knows where they are. And then you have Tampa Bay. Okay, maybe they can beat Tampa Bay, but I would expect Tampa Bay to beat them. Am I wrong to want to see Jacoby Brissett have success? Because I want a quarterback controversy. Okay, I want to see what happens. I'm not saying I want Kyler Murray to get booted. I think it's time for a change of scenery. He was supposed to be the guy, was supposed to be the guy for Cliff Kingsbury. That's what it was. I remember very vividly. You had Josh Rosen, who was supposed to be the guy, and then Cliff Kingsbury got the job. He said, I don't want this guy. Cliff Kingsbury's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. Hey, man, I work with everybody. You saw what I did with that Patrick Mahomes guy? Yeah, I work with everybody. And it didn't work out. Cliff Kingsbury got the boot, and Kyler Murray stuck around. He got a contract. Kyler Murray is not the current regime's guy. Kyler Murray's time is up. Yeah, his foot might be kind of busted up, but they're not rushing to bring this guy back. They want to see what the team can do, just in case it could help them move him on out the door. And even if the Arizona Cardinals stink with Jacoby Brissett, if Kyler Murray comes back, completes the season, at least they could put on paper and say, yeah, we put you back out there and you didn't perform well. We still have to get rid of you. The only problem is this contract. It's an albatross. I mean, is there going to be a schmuck of a team looking for a quarterback in the offseason? I'm sure. Maybe the Raiders go, we don't want Geno Smith. I don't know. Maybe the Saints say, hey, let's bring in Kyler Murray just to babysit until we find a franchise quarterback. Kyler Murray is not a championship QB. God bless him. He's a guy who got paid. He used to play baseball. He was good at that. But he ain't no championship quarterback. I will never see that in my life. So the Arizona Cardinals, they're going through the process. It's like a breakup. We know that we don't need to be together. We know that we won't be together. We're just trying to figure things out. We're doing things to kind of get to the inevitable. Jacoby Brissett, he's a veteran. He knows nothing lasts forever. He's just holding the spot down now. Whether Kyler Murray gets it back or, more likely than not, somebody else gets it into the future, Jacoby Brissett says, I'm thankful for the job I got now.
I think I have a greater appreciation of being in this situation, you know, having the opportunity to go out and play and do the thing that I love to do. I mean, you know, it's not promised. I know that. Been in this league for a while. I know these opportunities are precious because they don't last long. You know, and it's just taking it day by day.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is like everybody's favorite backup. Everybody loves the backup. Does get paid a lot of money. When the good guy does bad or the starter does bad, you want to see the backup go in there. And he has. He's been around the block. New England. Colts. Every pass, or the past couple of seasons, been with a new team. Miami. Cleveland. Washington. Back to New England. Now he's in Arizona. He may not have the job next season. He'll just go ahead and give it to somebody else. You may see Jacoby Brissett backing up, I don't know, Jackson Dart in New York. And Jacoby Brissett is no dummy. Make the money, man. And everybody loves you when you come in. It's not too bad. Most of these starting quarterbacks, we know they were, everybody's sticking around until they get replaced. And Jacoby Brissett knows that. This ain't his job. I'm just here for the controversy. I want to know what happens with Kyler Murray. Probably doesn't even want to be there anymore. Probably wants to be playing video games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we don't know the future of Kyler Murray. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about somebody else's future. We don't know what the hell he's going to do, where he's going to go. We don't know if he'll even play or when he'll play. We're talking about LeBron James. We're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, who without LeBron James have started the season off 7-2. Do the Lakers need LeBron? LeBron, like, I need to leave? We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com. Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down. Put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.